alluded to here. And, but I also understand the situation we're in, and I'm part of a team, and I play team ball, and so I think it's important to go along with the committee's recommendation.
Further discussion?
Mr. Chair, I would just say I appreciate what Representative Schrader said, and I would go along with the committee's recommendation. It's just that this has been on a burner for a long, long, long time for Oregon to have this, and it's unfortunate that we are caught in the current financial situation that we are, because there's nothing that would probably stimulate our economy more and keep our veterinarian students at home and have a very viable and safe program for all agriculture issues that we may face now and in the future. And I certainly appreciate Co-Chair Hannon's comments as well, and hope that we can find a compromise, as Representative Bell mentioned. Thank you.
Further discussion, Representative Westland?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think, to respond to Representative Schrader, I don't think you hear too many people here saying that they aren't in favor of this and that it is a good public policy, and that as we go forward, I mean, you plop $4 million down, you know, on our laps right now, we go, oh, that's a big amount of money, and it is. But one of the considerations that we have to weave into our decision-making is that we're shipping an awful lot of money up to the state of Washington right now to educate these students, and there's a need for this. So there's a cost-benefit analysis that goes on here that we need to consider as we go forward. So anyway, I just I'll leave it there.
Okay. Thank you very much. Is there any objection? Noted for the record, Representative Butler objects. Further objections? Seeing none, motion is adopted. Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The General Government Subcommittee recommends the Emergency Board approval of an increase in other funds limitation. The Legislative Administrative Committee of $118,764 for security improvements to the Capitol. This is the number folder that we've been looking for, colleagues. We would request that we go ahead with those unobligated other funds for the improvements of the security enhancement measures within the Capitol following the terrorist attack of September 11th, and we request your approval.
Any discussion? Representative Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just briefly, did we not pass a resolution to creating a committee about securing the Capitol? Have they had an opportunity to review these things? I mean, these are, we need to go immediately do it. We created a group specifically to do that, and I think there were some dollars attached to that in and of itself to try to do something about security in the Capitol. I'm just curious if we just match up these actions with the direction we gave during session so that we're all in the same boat.
Thank you, Representative Hill.
That was a question.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
No.
This has been reviewed by the committee.
Okay, thank you.
And by the Legislative Administration Committee, which oversees the...
Wasn't there a special task force?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Further discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Colleagues, that concludes our agenda for today. Thank you for your attention and diligence today. A lot of tough decisions, and we will convene again in the future. Thank you.